As you write your life story, you're far from finished. Are you looking to close the book on your job? Maybe turn a page in your career? Be continued at the Georgetown University School of Continuing Studies. Our professional master's degrees and certificates are designed to meet you where you are and take you where you want to go. At Georgetown SCS, the learning never stops, and neither do you. Write your next chapter. Be continued at scs.georgetown.edu/podcast.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
And I'm Jess, and you're listening to the Food Heaven Podcast,
your online resource for inclusive and accessible wellness. Welcome back, everyone. In case you missed it, this month we are doing a habits series, and we decided to do this because around the new year is when a lot of people do these new year resolutions. They do these challenges, especially fitness challenges. And so we thought it would be great to have a conversation about exercise and how to develop an exercise routine that you actually enjoy. Oftentimes, people sign up for things that they don't actually like doing, or they develop fitness goals that are rooted in aesthetics. Like, for example, they want to develop abs by the time the summertime rolls in, or they want to firm up that booty, you know, all of these different things that we see, especially around this time of the year. And so we are going to be talking with Barry Shingle today. He has over 20 years of experience working in fitness, and he's the director of programming at Rancho La Puerta. We actually stayed at Rancho La Puerta a few months ago. We had the most incredible time. It's in Baja California, specifically in Tecate, Mexico. And we were just so impressed because they had a wide range of fitness classes that varied in intensity. You know, oftentimes with fitness classes, my mind goes to like those really intense workouts that you feel like you're going to die when you're doing them. And like Rancho La Puerta was not like this at all. Jess and I were waking up and we're like, okay, what are we going to do today? We were so excited. And so we're going to be talking with Barry about how to develop a fitness routine you actually enjoy, ways to create sustainable habits around exercise, why having these aesthetic goals can sometimes be problematic. We also talk about the importance of acknowledging physical limitations when exercising so that you don't get injured. And if you listen until the very end, you will learn the difference between building strength and overexertion, because I feel like those two easily get mixed up and it's an important distinction. A few things before we jump into the conversation. We're doing a giveaway. Of course we are. We're doing giveaways every week. This week, we are giving away copies of Evelyn Tribole's Intuitive Eating for Everyday book. And I just feel like this is such a timely read because she provides a lot of practical information for making peace with food, for eating intuitively, things that you can incorporate every day. And so all you have to do is, while you're listening, take a screenshot of the episode, post it on your IG stories or on your feed. Make sure you tag us so it goes to our DM. And that's it. And you'll be automatically entered. We will DM you to ask you for your address if you want. And then, of course, I want to highlight a listener review. This is from M. Bolden 77. And they write, Wendy and Jess are absolutely what eaters need if they're going to stop buying all of the wellness industry's emphasis on superfoods that are not accessible. With diet culture and body positivity becoming buzzwords, they believe keep anti-diet and intuitive eating messaging rooted in social justice. Plus, they're fun, approachable, and relatable. Thank you, Embolden77, for leaving that review. Y'all, it's 2023. If you haven't left a review, what are you doing? Please go to iTunes. It takes a second. It doesn't take a second. It takes like a minute. But drop some stars, leave a few words. We read all of your reviews. They mean so, so much to us. So please make that your New Year resolution. Leave a Food Heaven review. That's an easy one. All right, we're going to get into this conversation with Barry.
Welcome to the podcast, Barry.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So excited to have you on. Now, we are having a series about habits, and we figured since you have taught fitness classes for over 20 years and you are the director of fitness for Rancho La Puerta, which we'll talk more about what that is, but we figured you would be the perfect person to come on and talk about how people can start to incorporate joyful movement into their everyday routine.
Yeah, well, everything needs to be joyful. I'm a big believer in that. And everything in life, not just movement, but yes.
Agreed. So let's start with you. What are some of your favorite ways to incorporate movement into your day?
Well, I'm lucky because I work at the resort where we have 4,000 acres here. And I mean, we don't have cars on the property. So, you know, we have 11 different gyms and you walk, our average guest walks, you know, 2 to 3 miles a day without even taking a class. So I get to be outside and walk, and I make sure that I walk the property every day. And for myself, I get up every morning and I do a meditation, my gratitude journal, and I do my own workout every morning. I do something every morning, whether it be yoga or go for a run or take a walk. I do something every day for me. That's my time.
I love that. And so we mentioned Rancho La Puerta. Tell us about the work that you do there. And for our listeners who are not familiar with Rancho La Puerta, tell us about what it is and what happens there.
Okay. So my current title is sweet that you said I've been teaching fitness for 20 years, because the reality is I've been teaching for, oh my gosh, probably almost 40 years. But my title is Director of Guest Experience right now at the ranch. And Rancho La Puerta has been here since 1940. We're considered like the original destination spa. We're more like a wellness retreat center. So we offer up to 50 different kinds of movement classes a week. We have over 50 miles of hiking trails. We have 4 swimming pools, 3 spas. We have an organic garden. So we try to touch a person's, their mind, their spirit, and their physical part of their bodies. So that's what the ranch has been doing for 82 years. So
yeah, we went and we had such a great time just trying different exercises. There were so many that I had never even heard of before, like gyrokinetic, where you kind of, I don't know, like it's like an alignment thing where you're just kind of moving, but it was very gentle and you were sitting down. I also did just a bunch of stretching classes every day. And what I really liked about the ranch was the focus wasn't necessarily on doing the hardest workout or the most intensity. Right. There were different levels for everybody, not even levels, but just different things for different phases of your life, right? Like there's so many people where these super hardcore workouts, A, are not enjoyable, and B, they kind of tear your body down. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like why it's good to find something that works for your specific body. And sometimes you might have to look outside the box.
Right. When we come up with the schedule of classes at the ranch, guests always tell me, I can't possibly do everything. And that's the whole point. We want to have such a smorgasbord of classes. And I always tell people, you should try every day at something you have never done before, because you can all of a sudden discover something that you really enjoy doing. And I don't even like the word workout, because it kind of makes you think you want to do something that brings you joy, you know, and dance is super important. At the ranch, we offer 2 different types of dance classes every day. And that's a way that people I find music and art as a window to the soul. And people find a lot of joy and happiness doing those kind of things. For other people, it's getting out in nature and taking a walk. And we have everything from a 2-mile easy walk to a 8-mile mountain hike. And there's something very therapeutic about being in nature. So, and being outdoors. And I think no matter where you live on the planet, it's important to be outside and find a way to connect with nature on a daily basis, because I think that definitely feeds your soul too. So our owner is 100 years old, Deborah Zake, and she's still active. And she has said this thing to me that has always stuck, and that is life. When you quit moving, you quit living. Your body was meant to move, right? Doesn't mean you have to kill yourself every day, because all your systems work better when you're moving. And you're getting the blood flow and the oxygen going. It's important for your immune system as well. We now know that, you know, a little is better than none, right? So it's good to do what you can do. And every day is different. You know, today I'm not going to like kill myself. I'm going to take a nice walk, and maybe I'll do a harder workout or a harder exercise routine the next day. But life is so short. It should be something you enjoy doing. Why do you want to spend time doing something you don't enjoy? Like, I really find it frustrating when people say, I have to go work out. Oh my God, I hate going to my spinning class, but I'm going. You know, well, why would you want to ever do something that you hate doing? There's so many other ways, you know, to accomplish the same things.
Yes, especially around this time of the year, there's like so much pressure to, you know, do all these like strenuous workouts. And a lot of times there's a focus on the aesthetic goals, like, oh, you know, you got to get that summer body ready. And right. Yeah, so I think, you know, a lot of people are like disconnected from that joy piece. It's so important. And so in your experience, what are some of the benefits that you've seen from movement that is not tied to aesthetics or weight loss?
It's funny because I think that it's all connected. And if you're finding joy in the movement you're doing, all the other results are going to fall in place much easier. Because I have been in fitness for over 40 years on one level or another. And I found that we've really found out now that, you know, genetics is a huge part of who we are. And there is health in every shape and size of person. It's not, you know, and I think I'm so grateful that in the last, I would say probably in the last 10 to 20 years, we're starting to see the bodies are beautiful. A healthy body looks different on every person. And you got to be grateful for, you know, what the creator gave you. And then, you know, just the fact that you can move and be healthy in the body that you were given.
Yeah, no, I think for people, it's important to, if exercise is something that you want to incorporate more in this new year, kind of figuring out your why behind it, right? I think that is the thing that's going to keep you consistent, and doing it because you feel like you should or because you were sold something on Instagram, like that is not a why that's going to be sustainable. So I like that you talk about just, you know, how do you want to feel within your body, and what type of movements can help you get to a place of just kind of feeling good. And obviously, like, there's so many other benefits when it comes to like sleep and stress management, right, and just general health, right? So there's so many things that we could have as our why, but I think it's important to find what that is for you.
Today's podcast partner is Athletic Greens. I take AG1 by Athletic Greens literally every day, and I gave AG1 a try because my partner is actually obsessed. And when I saw him taking it, I was like, wait a minute, what is this? What is it that you like so much about this? And so then I started trying it, and now I'm hooked. I take AG1 in the morning before starting my day. It makes me feel energized, and I like that it's so easy to incorporate. I like to just mix it with water or put it into my smoothie. Lately, I have been doing a berry smoothie with walnuts, yogurt, and adding this in goes perfectly with what I already do in the morning. And with just one scoop, I get a range of different nutrients. It has 75 super high quality vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients that deliver a variety of benefits. I also like that AG1 is delivered monthly, so I don't even have to think about it. It tastes great, and you can easily include it as part of your morning routine. If you're like me and now you're curious about Athletic Greens, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/foodheaven. That's athleticgreens.com/foodheaven. Check it out and make sure you get hooked up with that 1-year supply. You can thank us later. All right, we're going to get back to the episode.
I love that you need to have a why for everything we do in life. And why do you want to exercise? Like, for me personally, I've been exercising since I was in high school, you know, so it's part of my routine. It's part of who I am, but I exercise mostly for my mental state, right? It's a great de-stressor for me. And then there's a lot of other benefits that just kind of fall in place because I have that as my why. To me, it's self-love, taking care of this body that was given to me to haul my spirit around on this planet. It's important that I keep the house nice, right? So what's going on inside can flourish.
Yeah. You mentioned that you've been doing this for 40 years, and I'm wondering, how has your relationship to exercise changed throughout the years? Because, you know, something that I've seen as a dietitian when talking with patients who are getting older is like the struggle with body changes, where they're kind of like mourning their old body. And they're just like, you know, I really want to try to get back to how I looked in my 20s. But, you know, now they're in their 50s or 60s and things are just not the same. And it's challenging to kind of accept this new body that might have some new limitations, especially when it comes to working out. So what are your thoughts on that?
That's a good observation. That's a tough one too, because as full disclosure, like I'm 58 now, but the truth is there's some longitudinal studies that people have done now. First, they would take a group of 20-year-olds and study them, a group of 30-year-olds and study them, a group of 40-year-olds and study them and say, this is what they are physically or whatever. But now they've taken the same group and followed them through the course of their lives. The people that have stayed active are physically much younger than their biological age. But you do have to realize that things change in your body. I think that we start to shift and focus more on what's on the inside as we get older, and we start to realize how important that is. And movement doesn't have to be. For me personally, I used to, in my 20s, you know, I used to teach like 12 super hard fitness classes a week. And then I would go run on the stair machine or on the treadmill, because that wasn't my workout. Those were for other people, you know. And now I realize that I think I'm probably the healthiest I've ever been in my life, and happy with my body where I am right now by not killing myself every day, right? It's not being kind to yourself to overdo and overuse your body. It's you learn to listen to your body, and you learn to listen to what it's telling you. And the other thing that I think is super important for any age, but especially as we get older, is to be grateful to our body that it's, you know, when you wake up in the morning, like, you know, you wiggle in bed and you're like, listen, look at this, everything is working. And I'm constantly doing positive talk to my body saying, hey, thanks for getting me from point A to point B today. And I'm so grateful that I'm going, being able to go up and down these stairs. And I think that those positive things, there's some research now that shows that that actually goes into the physical makeup of who you are, right? So I think that as we get older, we start, hopefully we get a little wiser and a little kinder to ourselves.
Love that. Yeah. It's also important. And I think as someone who is getting older this year, I mean, it's all relative, right? But this year going to be 40. And it was nice to be at the ranch because there was such a variety of ages. And it was nice to see that there are so many different workouts that you can do or types of movements. And it's not just limited to people who are in their 20s or their 30s. Because sometimes when you go to the gym, that's kind of the vibe that you get. It's like everyone is just no pain, no gain mentality. It's kind of, you know, everyone has like their cute little workout outfit. And sometimes I just wonder what people's motivations are. So it was really nice to have that reinforced at the ranch with the different instructors, and have instructors who were in their 40s, 50s, 60s teaching right. These different classes and talking about how mobility will change as you get older and kind of things that you can do to help mitigate some of that.
Yeah. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on workouts like HIIT, because when I do these workouts, I feel like I'm going to die. And I'm just like, is this even safe? Like, I remember I think I did a workout with Jess. I don't know if you remember, Jess, you took me to like some gym or something. And like, I was like wobbling out. Oh, I was about to pass out. I think it was Orange Theory or something.
No, it would never been that. I'm not an Orange Theory fan.
It was like one of those where like you took me in California and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to be doing this again. And I feel like a lot of the classes, you know, like we said, it's almost like just ingrained where like, you know, the no pain, no gain, you should be feeling this way. And oftentimes like safety is not considered, which I feel like you all do a really great job, Ellen Rancho, about just emphasizing the importance of like safe workouts, workouts that work well for your body. So is that, you know, something that you take into account, just like the safety of these things and making sure that people are not getting injured?
Yeah. And I mean, Let me touch on HIIT is high intensity interval training, right? So there is a lot of research out there showing now that it's good to push yourself hard, but the problem is that what's hard for me is not hard for you. It's not hard for another person. So it's important to, like, I think that the current research is like 2 times a week to get yourself breathless, but you know, it's not like it's like research shows us, like, you know, you can do it for 12 minutes twice a week and have as many benefits as someone who's like completely wearing out their body and their systems by pushing themselves super hard. But it, you know, there's some research that says when you do push yourself, you improve, you have more human growth hormone. There's a lot of positive things about that, but you have to know where you're starting and you have to know what pushing is for you. We have something called a rating of perceived exertion, which is like a scale of 1 to 10. And so no matter what, today I might be feeling like an 8 at something that yesterday I only felt like a 4. And you have to tune into your body, because there's a lot of things going on in our bodies on a regular basis. So it's important that you pay attention to that. And when you go to gyms, you have to realize too, like, because I won't name that, I've gone to this hot yoga studio before. No names, of course, but they'll have like 50 people in there and it's wall to wall. And there's no way they can watch to see how safe someone's doing if someone's hurting themselves, right? And everyone's trying to do their very best and looking at the person next to them and seeing what the person next to them is doing and trying to do that. Even though the person next to them might have been doing this for 20 years, that this is my second time to be in this class. So it's people have to also like take some responsibility for themselves and realize that you got to look out for yourself. And if some, you know, pain is a way of your body's telling you, hey, let's do something different. This isn't working for you, right? Also, if you're taking a group exercise class, it's important that you see who that instructor is. Do they have, you know, credentials? Do they know what they're talking about? If you have something going on, it's important that you tell the instructor, hey, this is going on. I have this problem right now. Could you make some recommendations? So I think that you have to take some responsibility, but I also think here we have a captive audience who's very, you know, we don't have the Monday, Wednesday, Friday workout person. We have someone who's here for a whole week who's focusing on their wellness and their health. So they're very open and receptive to all the things, all the information that we're giving them. So we take all that into account.
How do you recognize the difference between building strength and overexertion?
Well, things like, you know, if you're exhausted after your workout and you want to lay on the couch for a couple of hours, I mean, you should feel reinvigorated when you work out, right? So it's okay to be breathless and stuff, but you're not exhausted for the whole day. Like, and if you find that you're sore, like the kind of soreness that doesn't go away in a day or two, those are good indicators that you're pushing too hard. And it's the same thing. If you push really hard, sometimes you have a hard time sleeping. People get injured more often. So it's paying attention to those kind of things. So, I mean, I think that movement should make you feel more alive, not less alive.
That's great advice. What about somebody who has physical limitations? Because I think we are all privileged in the fact that we don't have mobility issues and we are able to, you know, take a class or even go for a walk. Or is there anything, like, let's say somebody was sick and it was really difficult for them?
You know, sometimes people have surgeries and then they have to come back slowly. But like, you notice, I mean, I had an operation and I remember I was supposed to stay in bed. And I think the hardest thing for me was my body was aching and hurting from not moving, from staying in bed, because your body is made to move. So that's why I know that when my people have like knees and hip replacements, they get them up walking like 2 to 3 hours after their surgery to start the movement, because the movement starts healing them and starts moving the blood and getting all the nutrients to where it needs to be for the healing. And I think that the world is getting full of a lot of practitioners that subscribe to that and are really great with people that have limitations and helping them find ways to move as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you really have to find something that's individual to you versus, like, you know, these external guidelines for movement that might actually injure you. But, you know, I think it's really important, like what you said, working with a professional so that you know what is safe for you to do and, you know, what some of the limitations might be. Outside of physical limitations, I've personally been here where, like, I'm not feeling well. Maybe I have a headache or I'm going to be getting my period or, like, physically I'm just not feeling well. I can still move, though. And I don't know. I know a lot of people relate to this, where you just feel like this pressure to work out because being sick is taking you outside of your usual routine. And anytime that I do this, I always feel worse after the workout because I'm like, yeah, you know, I should have been resting. What are your thoughts on that? Have you been in a similar place?
Well, to be honest, it's been a long time since I had my period. So,
yeah.
but it's funny because, like, if I get a headache and I do some physical activity, it usually helps my headache, honestly. But I think the more you're in touch with your who you are, your body, what works for you, the more you know, hey, I should be resting today, and it's okay for me to rest today. And maybe it's not, as you're defining it, it's not a workout. I'm gonna take a walk at lunch just to get things moving around, but I'm not gonna push myself, you know. So I think that the key is movement, not working out necessarily, but to keep everything moving and going.
I agree with that. For people who are wanting to start a habit of movement. And I love that you say movement and not working out. That is what resonates most with me. What is one thing that people can do to get started with forming the habit of consistent, joyful movement?
Well, first, this is a little thing that I've done in the past too, is sometimes just go through remember when you were a kid and write down a list of the things that you used to love to do when you were a kid. And then see, hey, what are some of the things that I could do now that would bring me that same kind of joy? Because I'm a strong believer in the essence of who we are. The essence of me as an 8-year-old and as a 15-year-old and as a 25-year-old, it's still the same person. I mean, I found a speech that I wrote in high school just when I was moving recently, and I was read it, and I'm like, oh my God, that's still me. That's the same person in there. So I think that the essence of who we are and the essence of what brings each of us joy is there, but you got to connect with it and find out what is it that would make me happy. Because the other thing is to talk positive to yourself about the why you want to start this habit, as you mentioned earlier, like, and then only focus on the positive, because whatever you focus on expands. So, you know, getting in a habit is hard, but, you know, once you get in it, you're there. But getting over that hump sometimes, it's, you know, you can tell yourself, like, wow, I'm moving so much oxygen through my body every morning by doing this. I'm improving my immune system, and I'm, you know, all positive talk. And this is why I'm doing this. And it makes the habit so much easier to get. And then I'm a really huge proponent of not doing something that you don't want to do, you know? And I mean, if you don't, I see so many people that are always training for marathons. And I'm like, for me personally, I don't understand why anyone wants to run 26 miles all at once. But they do, for them, it's like, unless it's a meditative thing to be out there running and it's easier on your body. But a lot of the people that I know, they're like, no, I don't like to run. I hate it. So I'm like, well, why are you doing it? Right? Why are you doing it? Find something else to do that you can stick with, that you enjoy doing. So,
yeah. What have you been doing lately for movement that you enjoy?
For me? Well, I used to, in the 80s, I was a DJ. So I love to dance. So I do dance a lot. And the other things I do is I do yoga. I teach yoga occasionally. So I do yoga, and I go to the weight room and I lift weights at least twice a week, because I know that lifting weights is important for maintaining your muscle as you get older. But I've found a way to lift weights where I try to be much more mindful of it, and I focus on what I'm doing. And I used to go to the gym and it's like, okay, 10 reps, get through those 10 reps. Okay, now I'm moving on to the next thing. And instead, I focus on going slower and being in the moment and being there and why I'm lifting weights. And I'm not, you know, I don't know if you can tell, if you look at me, I'm like, I'm a, you know, soaking wet, I weigh 135 pounds. I'm never going to be the big muscly guy. And I spent my whole 30s taking protein supplements and spending 2 hours in the gym. And, you know, at the end of the day, I weighed 10 pounds more, but I looked exactly the same, but it was consuming my whole life and I wasn't enjoying it. And now I'm like, you know, I'm doing this for health benefits and I'm doing this so that I can enjoy the next 25 years of my life. So I do, like, so basically I do some sort of a movement every day of my life. I might miss like 4 days a year, but whether it be go for a hike or do yoga, go dancing, I do some sort of movement. And then I do think that doing some sort of resistive training is important for us, and especially as we get older.
Yeah. The research that I have read on that most recently was that you lose a pound of muscle mass every year past 30. Is that your understanding of it as well?
Yeah, it's true that is if you don't do anything.
Yeah, if you don't do anything. So, because people, right. Yeah, when I also recommend, you know, strength training to folks, or we've talked about it on the podcast, a lot of times people are like, oh, but, you know, why? And that is like one reason why, you know, to try to prevent like losing muscle mass, because like, you know, when you get older, it can be a right. little bit tricky.
Also for you, just so you, especially if you have a lot of women who listen to your podcast, I mean, osteoporosis is a real thing, and it's the resistance on the muscle pulling on the bone when you're lifting weights that helps to slow that process down. So it's super important for men and women for sure, but especially for women.
Yeah. This was such an amazing interview. Can you let people know where they can find you? I know you're at Rancho La Puerta. Maybe a little bit about the ranch and how people can check it out.
Yeah, I mean, our website is pretty thorough. You can check out the website. It's, you know, www.rancholapuerta.com. And you can see all the different things. We're open every week of the year. Our stays are Saturday to Saturday. And we pick up people at the San Diego Airport on Saturday and take them back the following Saturday. So it's usually a 7 day, 7 night stay. It's all pescatarian. So we have our own organic garden. So you're eating vegetables out of our garden. And we do have fish options as well. Not only do we have exercise, but we have educational programs as well. So we have authors. We have music every week. What I think the ranch does really well is we build community. So you'll find a lot of people a lot of like-minded people here that are concerned about their health and wellness, and not just their physical health and wellness, but their spiritual and the health and wellness of the planet as well, because we're all connected. So I think it's hard to tell people until they've been here, but it's a pretty magical place. I really think so.
Yeah, we had an incredible time there. And yeah, hopefully we'll be back.
I hope you'll be back.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so too. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
awesome to have you back.
We rested so much. And yeah, my favorite part was the exercise classes, because I was just able to explore so much that I wouldn't have otherwise, you know. So that was really cool.
Yeah, it's good to give yourself a whole week of being here, because you at home, you get so busy, you don't have time to try new things. And here you have given yourself permission and the time to explore yourself and try some new things.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Food Heaven podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to connect with us online. We're most active on the gram at Food Heaven, but we're also on Facebook and Twitter at Food Heaven Show. If you like this podcast, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share with a friend.
Yep, our podcast is released every Wednesday, and each week we take a deep dive into topics like health at every size, food and culture, intuitive eating, mental health, and body acceptance. If you're looking for a sustainable and inclusive path to wellness, come hang out with us to learn how to take care of yourself from the inside out. We'll catch you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.